I was in a coffee shop just the other day, and I met a preacher. He was sitting beside me, and we talked about a whole bunch of stuff, and pretty soon he was talking about God. And I listened. All was good, and he got up to leave. And he spoke slowly, and he looked at me, "Nice to meet you." And he said, "Come to church." And he started to walk away. Or he kept walking away, and the place is full of people, and he had a high voice. He's walking away. He says, "Go to hell." And everybody looked around and thought, whoa, he's got to work on his delivery a little bit, the timing of it at least. But I got the point. Hey, now let's talk about the guys that shouldn't maybe go there. That'd be left-wing wacko people. Okay, Bernie Sanders, he comes to mind. During the last election, he was running, of course, trying to get elected to be president. I kind of respect him in a way because he's the only one I've ever seen as a politician, in North America at least, that seems to be proud of being a socialist. He uses the word all the time. It's never been used before. People in Canada, for instance, politicians in Canada, they don't use the word. They call themselves progressive and all kinds of other funny things. And you got to kind of at least get that part with Sanders. But the really interesting thing is that he, like all commie guys, he condemns the oil business and fossil fuels and, you know, the environment's got to be clean and all you guys do all you can to wreck it. His report came out yesterday with regard to how much money he spent on airplanes when he was campaigning in 1 month. 1 month, $300,000, private jets zipping around using fossil fuel. Imagine that. How do you really, I can respect him for what he says, what he is. He's missing a couple of words like selfish and a liar, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff, he kind of missed that. That's wrong. Commies, socialists, I hate them. They're terrible people. Really, really are terrible people. It's kind of like guns. Nobody should have a gun, except me. You got to protect my life. Your life is not worth anything. And they just continue to be themselves. It is very, very vexing to watch it happen. Very vexing. Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. I took this off a online news page here just the other day. A Kelowna drug dealer was just arrested for his 48th time. It is now his 48th conviction, I should say. I'll get all these words right. His name is Stefan Rahner, and he sells heroin and all kinds of other bad things, and he continues to get arrested. Then he gets released on bail, and there's all kinds of instances here when he's on bail that he sells more heroin and other kinds of drugs that kill people even, and then he gets out, goes blah, 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 blah. 48 times. This time, the Crown Prosecutor highlighted the harm that drugs like fentanyl and heroin do to society, and he cited this. In 2017, 75 people in Kelowna, Kelowna's a small town, 100 and some odd thousand people, 75 people in Kelowna died from illicit drug overdoses, and this is the guy that, there's no question, sold some of those people some of the drugs. He's very active in that local market. And the Crown, the same guy who was saying that the guy's basically a murderer, the same guy, the Crown Prosecutor, says, we got to give him a tough sentence. I recommend 54 months. How about hang till you're, hey, 54 months, 48 times. And he's only 47 years old. I mean, he'll be out soon doing more of that. It's kind of like a guy that has AIDS. If you know you have AIDS and you're out sleeping with women, that you're a murderer, and you people, the government, the law should act accordingly. Just saying. President Trump, you know, the press, the mainstream press, doesn't like him much. We all kind of know that. Yeah, I like him. Fox News likes him. A lot of people like him. He's president. But you know, the mainstream press is working on everyone to make sure that people don't like him. Gossip is halfway around the world before a fact leaves one's mouth, typically, okay? Anyway, Trump is always pushing back. He now has a new pushback. He says this: the government should start its own television network to counter this unfair portrayal of me. That would be him talking. That's a terrible idea. President, you have good ideas for the most part. This ain't one of them. I'm in Canada. You know what? It's a bad idea. CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, really stands for the Communist Broadcasting Corporation. State ownership of media undermines freedom. And in this case, the CBC in Canada, they eat up about $1.2 million in subsidies. A billion with a B, lost my head there, per year. They've eaten up trillions of taxpayer dollars. Their message is very controlled from the left. You don't want to do that. You got the internet today. You got people like me. Open up 100 little TV outfits. Get guys like me and we'll do the talking. You can't have government control. Control may be the press in another way. I mean, make sure everybody kind of gives the truth now and again. That'd be good. Here's a guy from the stupid person file. Okay? His name is Gregory Lee Lengang. he's the North Dakota man who pled guilty now. He stole a forklift, and he took the forklift, and he wanted to kill President Trump. He intended to use it to ram the president's motorcade. However, it got stuck in the gate on the way to drive out of the place where he stole it from, and blah, blah, blah. The police got him, and he's in jail, and he'll live unhappily ever after, and that's a darn good thing. Hey, you all come back tomorrow. Don't do anything dumb like all these other people, and we'll talk more about what's right, and that'd be politically right is right, and the left is wrong. See ya.